Welcome to the Health Code Podcast. I'm Sarah, otherwise known as Sarah's Day, and I'm a health and fitness YouTuber.
And I'm Kurt, professional photographer and content creator, or also known as Sarah's boyfriend.
We're here to help you crack the code to a healthy and fit lifestyle.
We're going to be talking all things health, fitness, relationship, lifestyle, and career.
So it's time to grab your code books because we're about to spill some serious tips.
Really? That sounds so bitchy. You good?
So good it hurts.
All right. Welcome back to the Health Code Podcast, guys. And before we get started, I need to address the elephant in the room, and that is not Sarah.
It's the camera?
No. Yeah, it is the camera, actually. One of them's the camera. But second of all, it's our intro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we need to update that.
We need to update it. It's so bad. And oh, there's the ring. Sarah's holding my hand right now for those of you guys who aren't actually watching the video, which I'll get onto next. But I've been getting so many messages being like, you need to change your intro. You need to change your intro. Well, now that we're in lockdown, or almost anyway.
We're in comprehensive shutdown.
Oh, there you go. That's the technical term here in Australia at the moment. Yeah. What better time to do a new intro? So I think after this episode, we'll do another intro. Mm-hmm. It won't be on this one, clearly, because you've already heard the old one. So, yeah. Anyway.
You've upgraded from boyfriend to fiancé. I feel like such a loser when I use that word. It's funny because it's always been my dream to like reference my fiancé. But when people ask like, oh, is this sandwich for you? I'll say, no, it's for my... I just say boyfriend because I get nervous. I'm like, it's for my fiance.
It doesn't sound right, does it? It sounds weird.
I just feel like late. I'm like, oh no, it's for my fiance. You know, like Carl Barron. I just feel like a loser.
Oh dear. Also, another thing that I need to address is that we are recording this episode through a video, and we're going to upload it to YouTube. We've been wanting to do this for a while.
Every time, like, before we record a podcast, we always say we should film this one. Yeah. We should film this one. But to be honest, it's just like so much effort. But okay, this year we've really tried to become more organized and structured. And we just had a meeting about the health code and we planned out some fun podcast ideas. And we're just trying to be more consistent.
We have our producer Tanika involved. Yep, it's all happening right now.
We've got like a team now. Yeah. So this is why you're here on YouTube as well. So
Welcome. I think everyone is most excited to watch your hand movements while you talk. They're so animated.
But it'll help. It'll help. So if you're listening to this and you have no idea what I'm talking about, just watch the YouTube video of it and you'll have a visual, because I like to explain things with my hands and I just feel like it's more interesting to hear my stories through movement, you know? So I'm excited for today's podcast though, because I think it's, without being politically incorrect, it's fun to talk about. Like, it's topics I like to talk about, like health and fitness and being organized at home, but kind of with a sad negative twist because of the world right now. So that's not the fun part, but at least it's relevant for everyone's life right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. And I guess we all know what we're going through right now. We're all struggling. We're all in the same boat. And this whole situation sucks. Like, I feel like today was a good example of feeling like a puppet in a massive game. Don't you reckon?
Today was weird. Yeah. Today, so let's just address the actual elephant in the room, more like the bat in the room. You get what I mean?
I see what you did there.
So obviously we are addressing the pandemic right now.
Yeah.
I know we have listeners from all around the world and everyone's in a slightly different situation. Mm-hmm. Most people are in some kind of lockdown or shutdown. Like Kurt mentioned before, we are in comprehensive shutdown, which essentially means stay inside if you don't have to go outside, but you can take your dog for a walk, you can go shopping, you can grab takeaway coffees and takeaway food. So we are allowed outside, but it's more like...
Limited.
But we have to stay...
Wash your hands, keep the hygiene up and all that type of thing as well.
And we have to stay a meter and a half away from everybody. Yeah.
Anyway, so we were at the cafe at Blackwood Pantry, one of our favorites.
Picking up a takeaway.
Yeah.
We weren't eating there.
And we're all standing there and everyone's conversing and there was a few other people who have businesses and, you know, everyone's struggling at the moment. We all are. Like, we're all going through this, okay? And we're all standing there talking about our struggles and that. We're all quite close. And this guy from the council, two guys from the council come past. They're all
wearing
like
speed dealer sunnies.
And they've got their high-vis sort of like vest on, looking very official and very scary.
Yeah.
Walking down the street, and he's like on a mission, right? He's like walking towards us like he's angry, angry man. Mm. Anyway, he comes up to us and the first thing he says is, "Move apart, guys, 1.5 meter distance." And everyone just sort of did it like, oh, yeah okay, yeah, of course. And then as soon as he left, everyone just looked at each other and was just shocked. Like, we were just like in this state. Like, I think that was kind of the first time for me and for you that reality's kicked in, that we're no longer in control right now.
And that's the thing. It's like, I fully respect that rule and I think it's smart and, you know, I get that's his job, but it was really confronting. I don't know. I know what you mean. Like, it was weird. The fact that we go to Blackwood every day, we get our coffee, we have our routine. There's a vibe in Blackwood Cafe. It's like upbeat and fun and everyone's friendly and pats each other on the back. And even just rocking up there before this council worker was there, it was a really somber vibe.
Yeah.
And the guys there were really sad. And so even that was really kind of strange. And then having this council worker come across and just imply these rules and you have to move. It feels like the movie Blade Runner. There's no, you just kind of feel like you have to get in line with all the other prisoners and walk.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It was so bizarre. And we just, I feel like.
And even like the coffee shops around us, they're all shut, but there's like these Perspex booths.
Yeah, like they've made Perspex booths, like the one down the road from that one. It's got so a Perspex booth around it and they've made it themselves and like.
But I think we'll go into lockdown soon.
Yeah, it'll be happening soon.
So in saying this, we thought today would be the perfect day to do a podcast all about positivity. And that's the thing, like, we're not here to give you the news and to report on the latest about the pandemic.
You guys can turn on the television and literally